Now, I would like to invite the participants. So let me renew my invitation, invite them yet again to use the chat to ask their chats, their questions. While we wait for questions to come in, maybe I can start, Mario, starting from you. Can you provide with some further elements concerning the estimate on the financial? Yes, I think. Yes, I think that's important. It's very important to assess that gap. In fact, it's a merely methodological aspect. So, how did we go about it? Based on the sample, the information we obtained from the sample, we obtained indicators, i.e., proxies, on which basis we quantified the amount of unmet requests. So we have summed up three elements: credit requests which have been rejected by the banks, those that have been accepted by the banks but rejected by the farmer because they consider them as unfavorable from the point of view of interest rates, guarantees requested, etc. And then a third element represented by potential requests for credit which are not filed by businesses for fear of rejection. So there's a business, it says, I have a good idea with the appropriate financial resources, I could undertake this or that investment, but I just give up because it's too difficult, too complicated. So this is rather revealing as to the lack of confidence in the market. So these three features are summed in the gap. Only when it comes to financially viable, sustainable businesses, all the other ones are excluded from the calculations. So we have filtered by sustainability of the businesses, and then we also use an indicator, a proxy rather, which is the outcome of a phone interview. We have based ourselves on a turnover, saying all businesses reporting a stable turnover for the last 3 years. So on that basis, we came at an estimate of 1.3 billion euro. In order to have a range and to have a more flexible estimate, we have applied a more restrictive parameter, saying we want a stable turnover with costs that have not increased over the last 3 years. Otherwise, the margins would have shrunk, creating a possible critical element. And then, of course, we have to take it into consideration factors for this or that year in number of businesses. So we have a relatively small gap, only 110 million euro. That's because we were very selective. But anyway, we remain at your disposal at Fee Compass to provide further explanations on this. But what is important, we stress out, is that this scenario, which seems very favorable, in fact, isn't, because the amount of credit which is required by business then not provided is the same. We're only stricter in filtering businesses based on the element of sustainability. If we did not apply any filters, so if we did not apply the sustainability criterion, the unmet demand would amount to around 4 million euros based on our estimates. So, thank you. Thank you also for putting the link for those who access the study. Dr. Nucera, what financial instruments did ISMEA put in place to support the agri-food businesses in order to meet the COVID-19?
Well, first of all, ISMEA, until the end of March 2020, has used its ordinary instruments, so mostly guarantees. Later on, starting from the end of March, the situation has changed with the publication by the European Commission of the temporary framework for state subsidies to support the economy to keep the COVID crisis in check. This framework, and of course, as amended, indeed, there were a number of amendments that were introduced until the end of 2020. All this has extended the instruments that were available to enterprises. Member states have completely implemented these measures through their national legislation. And for Italy at ISMEA, 350 million euros were allocated to issue guarantees. The guarantees that were mentioned earlier were issued, small amounts to finance liquidity up to 25,000 euros, and this was increased up to 30,000 for six years, and this was extended to 10 years. We have issued 33,000 such guarantees, another 1,200 for higher amounts under the COVID regulation. Overall, we issued about 1,230 guarantees under the COVID law, plus 300 ordinary guarantees outside of this specific piece of legislation. And Ismea has also introduced a very successful instrument, basically the agricultural IOU and the promissory note. In March 2020, this was funded with 60 million euros. 50% these were resources coming from our institute, and then the remaining 50% these were public resources. That's a zero rate investment for up to 30,000 euros, or at least for an amount that corresponds to 50% of the turnover, and they last for 2 years, and two or three, let's say, pre-depreciation or pre-amortization, let's say, installments. We have received 6,000 applications, 1,400 were funded. In October, we decided to refinance this measure to launch basically a new call. We changed the kind of promissory note. The duration was 5 years maturity, but this could be extended also. There's possibility to extend for another 5 years. And we have allocated 20 million euros for this measure. In this case, as well, we were overwhelmed by applications. We have received more than 2,700 requests in 2 days, and we have financed about 800 applications. Well, you have been a victim of your own success, I see. Mrs. Russo, a question to you as well. The agricultural sector is called upon to invest money in order to improve ever more its environmental performance, especially to adjust to climate change. And the impact of climate change is already quite obvious in many productions. Do you see a trend in this sector towards these kinds of investments? Yes and no. And what is the Iccrea Banca's strategy? I will try to express this a little bit clearly. Indeed, there are innovative enterprises, especially when young farmers are involved. They're very keen on investing on these specific subjects, and other enterprises that are completely stuck. To invest in this domain, you have to be well prepared, you have to have knowledge, you have to be aware of the instruments that farmers can use and resort to. But it's not always easy from the banking standpoint really to support these investments, and I would like to make a very straightforward example. As bank, we have devoted a lot of energies, and one of our raison d'etre also supporting ethical financing. So in the past, we have invested a lot in biomass, photovoltaic, but never for speculation purposes. So it was a very ethical choice that was made. So we're very sensitive. We are trying to capture these beneficiaries. But if a farmer decides, by way of example, to grow a crop in hydroponic lands, for instance, the impact of that investment is quite remarkable from the financial standpoint, especially if this is, we are required to finance the whole project. The bank, on the other hand, has a land that's used as collateral, which cannot really be usable that much. And we cannot actually have a mortgage loan started on that land. These investments need a very long pre-amortization period. After 15, 20 years of financing, quite often, basically that land will be obsolete if we think of what farming will look like in 15, 20 years down the road. Here we have to establish synergies between the banking system and financial instruments in order to support in a different way these projects, in a way that's more viable, I would say. Right now, we have not identified any specific strategy. There is a company that's part of ICREA, of our bank, and consultants together with us look into and evaluate investments in renewable energy projects and all those forms that of innovative farming that we were talking about. Because of our genetic makeup, we are totally sensitive. We want to support this sector. 64% of energy that is consumed by ICREA and the bank that are part of our network comes from renewable resources. A few years ago, we established a purchasing group for green energy to be made available to our banks and our bank's clients. And let's see what the market does. We are there to support all this in the best possible way, make sure that businesses can grow more towards this new kind of future evolution. The question for Mrs. Nucera, is any refinancing envisaged for this agricultural promissory note? Has been a smashing success. This is a typical $1 million question. Indeed, I do not know as yet. I do not have any information on this for the time being. We haven't spoken about this as yet, but then the board of directors will have to decide on this. But I believe that we should also try to monitor, basically, the evolution of the economic situation and try and understand if enterprises, also thanks to the other, let's say, subsidies and the other forms of support that they have received.
Mario, would like to try and provide an answer to this question?
Well, this is in line with what we said before. So basically, there is a problem of knowledge. Knowledge of farmers. And of course, we must give them technical support, and then there is the financial problem, because of course these technologies do come at a cost, and farmers need financial support in order to buy and implement these technologies. Financial instruments can be very useful, and these investments also lead to an increase and improvement in efficiency. So these investments lead to favorable economic return, and also it is always possible to combine financial instruments with other types of grants, block grants, for instance, in order to combine financial technical packages to support the entrepreneurs to promote and develop these types of projects. So this is the basic idea, and it is also an idea that has been introduced and used in the new regulations. So these packages of support have been simplified, and they can also represent a sort of an answer, a solution to the needs of the market. Thank you. Ms. Russo, could you please repeat the data about the incidence of funding to the agri-food and agricultural fundings as a percentage of the total amount of funds allocated by the banks of the ICREA group?
So we at ICREA have some 26% of funds on the guarantee fund pertaining to the agricultural and agri-food sector. As for the co-op credit banks, we can see, of course, the activities which banks carry out via us. And this percentage drops rather substantially, approximately 5%, 5 to 6%. It's also worth pointing out that the instrument was used very much for conventional technical forms, whereas when it comes to leasing, when using the guarantee fund, even within our context, it drops substantially to 5%. So it really depends also on the type of financing, whether these instruments can be resorted to or not. So what further information may be helpful and useful in assessing the sustainability, feasibility of the business, in addition to the ones you mentioned before? So I would say it is dialogue, talking things over with the agricultural businesses that allows us to understand the elements of that company that help us really understand how it works. Based on my experience, also if you are analyzing two or three businesses in the same sector which do the same thing, they're totally different. So the banking approach to one company or the other or the next one has to be totally different because the businesses are different. That's why we need to access the documents. Let me make an example. A couple of weeks ago, just some anecdotes so you can understand and see what I mean. A couple of weeks ago, I was invited by one co-op bank to go and visit a company to see whether we could provide a financing for purchasing an agricultural plot of land, 8 million euro worth, as a medium-sized company or business. When I went on site, I tried to get a number of details in order to understand how the business was faring. The interlocutor thought, all of a sudden became like reluctant, thinking that we were like tax experts trying to get information about how much money he was making and how much money he was paying. So the outcome was, well, we cannot carry out an accurate analysis of this business's stability. So it's very, very important to create a dialogue to trust the bank for the business owners and for the banks to, if you like, custom make the loans and the various facilities and instruments offered. Thank you very much. Apparently, there are no other questions. So I think we can call it a session and move on to the next one. Allow me to thank Dr. Russo, Nucera, and Guido for participating here with us and for sharing this precious set of information.